Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 128, recorded on April 12th, 2013. And I am Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Today we have another Shaft episode for you.
Another
Shaft.
One!
The 128th.
That trick never works.
128 Shafts in the ear.
In the ear?
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening, if you're watching, I guess it's in your eye.
Yeah.
All 128 of them.
I guess that's where you would want it.
Well, we haven't done 128 yet.
Oh, yeah.
We could all fall down with heart attacks now.
Did we do an episode zero?
No.
We started with one?
Yeah. Should we do zero? Should we do zero one day?
No.
The lost episode?
The episodes never get... No. It's not worth it.
I think it's a great idea.
So here we have a guest today.
We do a lovely one.
Which is great, because last week we didn't have a guest.
That's right.
We were guestless and restless. Is that the title?
You like it?
I like the title.
No, it's stupid.
What?
Worst title ever.
Liar.
How did you like it, Notch?
Worst
title. Absolutely.
So, our guest today.
Can you?
The one.
The only. Direwolf 20!
Hello, everybody. Cheers.
How's that for an intro? So, what in the world is going on, dude?
Oh, not much. I'm on the Shaft podcast, which is pretty much the highlight of my day.
Excellent. Yeah,
it's the highlight of ours, too.
Yes.
So did you start listening to us, like, yet or right when we asked you to first come on the show?
I think it was probably right when you first tweeted at me. I think one of my friends was on it. I forget who. And this is funny.
Nice.
I started checking it out.
That's right. I see you in the chat room all the time. You stop in and say hello and then flee.
Yeah, I lurk and then I split because I'm usually busy on Friday nights.
Well, and then we got to eat dinner with Dire Wolf at PAX East.
Yep.
Well, not all of us.
Awesome.
Yep, got to hang out with you. And actually, the first time I heard about Dire Wolf 20 was through the, FTB, right? Because there's a Dire Wolf 20 pack. And I didn't really realize it was an actual person. I just thought it was a name of an FTP or FTB. TB pack or whatever, and then one day I was searching for Steve's carts on YouTube, and it was a guy named Direwolf 20 giving like one of the best demonstrations of Steve carts ever. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this guy's awesome, and he's a real person. So yeah. then that was my introduction to you, sir.
Yeah, if you need FTB information, search for Direwolf 20 and
mod
FTB.
Information. So. Even before FTB, he was doing tons of mod reviews.
Oh yeah,
you people are out of it.
I am.
I knew who he was. I knew he was before I played FTB.
Whoa!
Awesome. Yeah. That's cool.
He's in the elite cool crew.
I was. I knew. I'm a hipster. Shaft host.
Direwolf 20 hipster.
So tell us about your channel. Like, what got you into mod reviews?
It was the first time I'd done anything on YouTube ever. I was playing Minecraft and having a lot of fun with it, but. Like, you know, I'm one of those players who, like, once I've done everything in the game, like, I'm not creative, as you can tell by the way I build things, probably. Like, my 9x9 square houses. So, I'm like, all right, I built everything there is to build, and there's nothing really else to make, and I guess I finished the game. And then, like, I dropped it for, like, 6 months. And then I came back, and I was like, all right, let's see what they've added in since patches, because it was an alpha. So I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they added a whole bunch of stuff. And they had. And then at one point, after I like played it a bunch again, I downloaded Industrial Craft, and I'm like, let's try this thing out. I don't know what this is about. And it completely changed the way the game worked. And I said to myself, dude, that is so cool. It's like a whole different game now. Like, there's all this other stuff to build. There's all these other things to do. Why hadn't I heard about this sooner? So I'm like, maybe I'll just make a video showing it. And yeah, that's kind of how it started.
Hmm. And of all the, like, reviews you've done, like, what's your favorite mod pack?
Well, mod pack is definitely FTB.
Well, okay. Then what's your favorite mod?
Favorite mod? Oh, man. Dude, they're all so different and so cool. I've gotten that question so much, and it's so hard to answer.
Okay, well then...
And then, of course, like, it changes from time to time, too, right? Like, I'm playing one, and I'm like, dude, this is so neat. And then, like, a new one comes out, and then a different one, and it's like, oh, man.
So we'll put it this way. You got to play Minecraft. You have to. It's like, right. There's something... What mods will be on there, bar none?
Why don't you just download the Direwolf 20 pack? I'm pretty sure that might give you a good clue.
That's pretty much it. True, like much all of them have to be there.
So, like, okay, you're making a world for a little kid who you don't want to freak him out, and you got to pick the basic ones you want this kid to play with. What do you pick?
Yep. Well, FTB does have and this relates to a friend of mine, Mark IRL, who works for Mojang. I don't know if you know who he is. Mm-hmm. And that's what you made me think of when you said a little kid.
We were just
but he actually,
on this
like,
server.
You know, recently approached me and said he wants to start checking out some of the mods and stuff. And he asked me what I recommend. And I said, well, like, you know, the bigger packs, there's a lot there. It's overwhelming. Try out the magic pack. It's a little bit more scaled back. It has, like, more magic-type focused mods. It has, like, Twilight Forest, which is really big into adventure. It has Thaumcraft, which is, like, Thaumcraft's a really well-designed mod. Like, not only is it really visually impressive, but it's like just it's balanced, it flows well, it's got neat concepts, and there's just, you know, it's a little bit more scaled back. So that magic pack is a good one if you want to introduce to mods, and then, you know, the more in-depth ones, you know, are added in the more advanced packs.
Yeah. Okay. And what's your least favorite mod? Like, what's the mod you hate most of all? Like, if you were to ever to see the person who designed it, who would you spit on?
Spit on?
Yeah.
No one, because I'm not that type of person.
Okay, punch in the junk.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
There have been a few mods that, like, you know, people have approached me and said they want me to review. And, you know, I just said to them, like, look, man, I don't know if it's ready yet. You need to do a little bit more polish on it. And, you know, I let them know, like, in as nice a way as possible. Like, if I do a mod spot like this, I'm not feeling comfortable.
I won't say nice things. Keep going.
Try again.
Yep. I only review mods if I think that they're, like, you know, good and interesting and, you know, and not going to crash your game a lot. Yeah. So, I've had a couple where I download them and just, like, every 5 minutes I crash and I'm like, all right, back, get some more bug testing done, buddy, and then we'll talk.
That would reflect badly on you too. You know, it's like, yeah. Dire Wolf said it was a cool mod, but, you know, now my computer got formatted and it caught on fire. And
so, and you have your own pack with FTB, the Direwolf 20 pack, and is it pretty much as full as you want it with mods right now, or are there some mods you're still trying to get integrated into your pack?
It's pretty much set for 1.47, I think. Now Minecraft 1.51 just came out, and, you know, we'll have a new version of the pack eventually for that once all the mods get updated, and there'll probably be a few new ones that get in there.
Just keep Twilight Forest, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's like our favorite.
I love it.
And I think it's for two reasons. One, you can go there and have adventures. Like, you can do stuff. And then the other thing is, like, you don't have to worry about random mobs all over the place.
That's true.
Yeah, in my series, I just went to the Twilight Forest a couple episodes back, and I think I started off by saying, today, I'm going on an adventure. And I was totally quoting The Hobbit.
So, yeah. Like, when you did FTB contact you about building the pack, or were you, like, involved in helping them get all that stuff together?
I'm not going to say I was involved in getting it together, because a lot of people did a lot of work, but I did know Slowpoke 101, who kind of started the whole process with FTB, and a couple of the other guys who got involved and got it off the ground early on. You know, like, I've been friends with them for over a year. And, you know, there were other mod packs in the past. None of them necessarily, like, you know, had all the permissions of the mod authors and stuff at the time. So I think their goal was, like, you know, they wanted to get a mod pack together. So I kind of knew them, you know, before they started. But I wouldn't say, like, you know, I was too much involved. I definitely helped, like, you know, advertise it and get it out there.
So, like, your mod pack kind of became, like, the one. Like, there was an FTB beta one. And then they kind of put that down and just picked yours up. Is it because you're so awesome?
No, not necessarily. I think it's just because I, like, you know, I'm such a fan of mods. Like, so many of the mods that were going to be in the pack anyway, basically, you know, were there. So, also because, like, one of my problems early on when doing Let's Plays is everybody's like, how do I get these mods installed? I want to play like you do and have all these cool things. And I'm like, well, there's like 30 steps you have to go through. Here's a video on how to do it. And still, they struggled. And then as often as the mods update and new versions come out, it's really hard to do. So the FTB pack made it a lot easier for people to be able to play with the same mods that I was playing with and make sure that they're all stable and balanced. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get them to work together, too.
Yeah.
Like the whole GregTech IC2 stuff. Like, do you use the GregTech stuff?
GregTech's not in my pack now. GregTech's more like hardcore mode.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's a neat mod. It adds a lot of stuff to the game. But it's a lot more challenging, that's for sure, which is not something I shy away from. But I also want my pack to be a good introduction to people so that they can get in and start playing the mods the way they were like originally designed. And one of the things GregTech does is it says, like, you know, it's a complicated thing because mods are usually balanced around themselves, right? So Industrial Craft is balanced around just having Industrial Craft, and Thalmcraft is balanced around just having Thalmcraft. But when you put them together, you can do things that, you know, weren't originally designed. So GregTech said, all right, let me change some of these things so when they're together, it's more challenging and different, you know? So that's kind of how GregTech works. So I kind of like sticking with the mods in the way they were originally designed and also not making it too hard for people.
Okay, so I got an important question. Do you send, when you run a quarry, do you send your Zycorium into the obsidian pipe?
What?
Into the void one?
Yes.
Now, careful, because I see Soren, who's the mod author of Zycraft, is in chat right now.
And I'm like, what
you
are you talking about?
He's in there watching. Yeah.
I just made a nuclear reactor. I mean, we'll talk about it. And I covered that thing in a Zycorium shields so I would blow up our base. And I needed a lot of it. So don't be sending it to the pipe. I need that.
Hey, on our server, we have tons and tons of Zycorium.
It takes a lot, because you got to make them into bricks. And then, anyway, we'll talk about that in our journey. Zuh.
I will say, though, when I was beta testing it, yes.
Our journey.
Yeah. I think you might have missed that. We started a bumper.
No, what were you saying?
I started responding. Yeah, sorry. When we first got Soren's Zycraft mod, and basically all he had was World Gen, yes, there was definitely a chest that I called Soren's Chest of Useless Junk, and that's where I put all my Zycraft stuff.
Nice.
And he was playing on the server with me. He's like, I hate you. But Zycraft is really coming into its own. And if you haven't seen some of the upcoming features, just trust me, it'll blow your mind.
Okay.
I promise. Like,
cool.
Amazing stuff.
Zycorium dirt. Grow plants really fast.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're missing out some stuff. You need to go back and look.
I know.
I'm fighting for you, Soren. We'll get you on the show. Talk about it.
There you
so
go.
You can talk to Wes and then one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
you'll see. Wait till you see the power system in Zycraft. Your jaw will hit the floor, I promise.
Sweet, because I tried to build a wind turbine from the what was it from? Is it Red Power that has the wind turbines?
Yeah, Red Power does have a wind turbine.
Yeah.
Like a big windmill type thing?
Yeah. And I couldn't really find anything to hook it up to. So you just got a big windmill sitting up there that's not even moving.
It moves real slow.
Yeah. Maybe I can use it to cook my Zycorium into something.
There you go. There's a furnace for Red Power.
Speaking of Zycorium, we've got a bunch of sponsors for the show today. You can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor.
Are you saying these people belong in a useless chest on Direwolf's chest?
I'm saying they are the shields that keep us from blowing up with the nuclear reactor goes red, or what do you call it when it blows up?
Amber or
something. Anyway, this first one here is Super Fun Time. Super Fun Time, friendly community and staff with custom plugins. You can visit them at superfuntime.org or play on mc.superfuntime.org.
That sounds super fun.
That does. It sounds like a super fun time. Next, we have Game Zillander, and this is from Exillander. Since y'all keep forgetting about and losing my messages, just improvise and say something nice about my channel.
It's so nice.
And that's youtube.com/gamexylinder.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Exylinder is one of our favorite people in the world. And so, yes, go check out her stuff.
And she does these cool community quizzes that you should go and check out.
Yeah.
They're fun.
fun.
YouTube.com/GameXcylinder. It'll be in the show notes.
And then Minecraft Omega. Access multiple servers with no logging out using Bungie. RuneCraft, Towny, MC, MMO, custom plugin development at www.minecraftomega.com.
Yeah, let's put in check the dubs. We got to check that one out. That one sounds pretty epic.
Next, we've got Worlds Apart, now hosting Imagicraft. Forge your alliance and move up through the creative ranks, TeamSpeak, events, and more. Find us at worldsapart.no-ip.org. Really?
Yeah.
No-ip.org?
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, it was an old service. It's been around for a long time.
I don't know anything about it.
It's for dynamic IPs.
What? Moochies! 10 subs away from winning any game you want. Just sub at bit.ly/moochminer, and at 100 subs, win a free game.
All right.
Yeah,
so head on over there to Moochies.
Giving away a game.
Moochies.
And last but not least.
Really? It's not the least? Oh, wait, this is the watershed. This isn't the least at all.
Grand River.
So this is this is the watershed. It's a 2,500 square kilometer survival / RPG world with Towny, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more. Go to mc-thewatershed.net.
.net.
And there are a lot of Shaftlands people still hanging out around there.
Look, I didn't talk through that one.
Journey.
Hey, that was brilliant.
Yeah. So, our journeys.
So, what have you been doing this week, Direwolf 20?
Oh, me? Yes. I've been working on just my Let's Play series, mostly. Doing a lot of videos and trying to catch up since PAX and some other stuff wiped me out of my backlog of videos.
Anything people should be keeping an eye out for? Something you think is going to knock their socks off?
Coming up in the next episode of the single player series, I think I'll be building a nuclear reactor using a bit of magic.
Oh.
A magical nuclear reactor.
Maybe I should have waited to see what he does. Because I built a nuclear reactor this week, too, in our base.
No. Mine's incredibly unsafe.
Uh-oh. Mine's really safe because it's only the reactor. Like, I didn't put any chambers on it yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's one fan and one whatchamacallit, the tube.
The tube.
But it is surrounded with many Zycorium shields. It's not like
Homer Simpson working at the nuclear plant.
Like, I was streaming and people are like, you went a little far with the Zycorium shields, Brent, because it's like four layers thick. Yeah. I mean, it's like when it explodes, when I make it explode.
When?
Our base will be just fine.
Yes.
Well, he blew up our last world too.
In a gigantic crater. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you remember that world? It made me cry.
I remember that world.
So we played a little FTB this week.
Yeah, awesome. The Magic Worlds.
Yep. On the recommendation of some crazy guy named Mark IRL.
Yeah, Mark Watson. Yeah, we played on a new. I guess he's calling the server Magicraft.
Magicraft. And, with Doug Henning.
And it's a magic. Is it called the Magic World Pack?
It's just an illusion.
I want a bean feast. So.
And I'm really weirded out because I can't make like the stuff that I always make first. Like the macerator and the. I got
us a machine going.
Really?
Right after you left. That's right.
Nice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have electric furnace or something like
electric
that.
Electric furnace.
It was so disturbing though, because I was like, okay, what are we gonna do? You know. But we swam across an ocean.
Oh God, it was really far.
Yeah.
Because when I died, there's like I haven't been able to find it. Oh no, I did find it finally again. Yeah. We had to do the whole Mine Z thing. Like, what coordinates are you at? Okay, I'll be there in an hour. Don't do anything stupid. Well, we recorded it, and probably a couple episodes worth. It was a lot of fun, but you'll have to deal with these weird lasers coming down from the sky.
See, I never saw a single one of those.
Yeah,
well, those are in the video. So, unless it was me hallucinating, you're going to see a bunch of lasers.
Did you have some weird texture pack on comments. Or something?
No texture pack, and just the Magic Worlds. Do you know what I'm talking about, Dyer?
Was it a wisp from Thaumcraft?
No, it's a bunch of like red I mean, I don't know how else to describe it other than just lasers freaking coming laser down from the sky.
I think maybe it was the peyote you took before playing.
I don't know. I haven't edited the footage yet. This will be up on our channel.
Maybe Wes was trolling you.
And we'll see what happened. Yep. They're cool looking.
Space lasers.
I mean, they're neat. Yeah. After a while, it started doing new stuff. Anyway, I'll just show you the video.
Were the lasers moving or were they stationary?
No, they were stationary.
Oh, they could have been the chunk border, somebody's saying. That's a good comment.
Oh.
Yeah. If you hit, I think it's F9 or is it F11? Something like that. It'll show the chunk boundaries. Those are the chunk corners. Oh. If you hit it again, it'll show you like a green set of lasers that surround your
I got
chunk.
The green ones too later on. I was so happy when those appeared. So
so everybody's going to be like, you had the chunk thingy on.
So I wouldn't say bad. It's just an interesting way to map
those
the key
to F9.
Those
are the chunk borders by Knife Party. You just copied it.
Knife Party. That's a dubstep song. No, F9 is also the key to start and stop recording in Fraps.
Oh, yes. That will do it. Yep.
Yeah, so that's a awkward collision of key bindings there. I guess I'll switch it next time I come on there. So, yeah. So
nice.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Tunnels Through Time. The finale episode. This was a series. This was an incredible adventure map that we played, and the entire series has spanned from now since December of last year.
Yeah,
Well,
you've had some, and just so everybody knows, Eric's had some big editing projects.
Yeah,
and he puts a lot of work into our big shows.
Too much work.
Yeah, like we're having to
slimming down.
Yeah,
slimming it down.
So, like when you watch Tunnels Through Time, you got to realize that there is probably over almost 200 hours worth of work in that series.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And so now,
I want to punch him.
Now you're looking at 16 weeks worth of editing. So you're looking at least 12, 13 hours a week working on that.
Yeah. And I was going to edit it into just a feature like we did with Father, but this would be a 3.5-hour feature. I mean, that's a pretty long movie,
right? It'd be like The Hobbit.
Yeah, and like nobody's going to want to sit there and watch, so I'm not even going to worry about that. But anyway, it's a cool series, and it ended climactically, and it's very cool, and go check it out.
And there's a chicken dance.
Chicken dance.
So, and oddly enough, I actually played a lot more FTB this week than normal because at work, some guys started an FTB server with the Ultimate Pack, but his server died, so I lost 2 days of work. And you know, like when you lose 2 days of work, you just kind of lose all interest in that world.
Yeah,
like, that world is kind of dead to me now. Like I'd rather just go start over somewhere else.
Oh man!
But so I went back to our server. It was like starting over, And I made the nuclear reactor, but I also made us a. I went around to villages, and I used the portal gun, and I made us a shopping center right up front where I just portaled in the villagers. And so now they're all kind of like cornered off into little holes so they can't move.
Yeah.
So now you don't have to go looking for villagers. You don't have to keep them safe. Just portal them into the market.
Nice. Did you get the bee guy?
There's probably a couple. There's like 30 guys in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's mean. You're a mean person.
Isn't it? It's cool. I had one on the other server, but I lost it. So I wanted to redo it somewhere. I thought it might stay. Let's see, Brent, you copycat. I did that with the apiarists. That Mark's telling me in our doc that I'm a copycat. So I'm sorry.
Oh, and
the thermaturge.
I see you guys are good at pronouncing things just like me. I've had mod authors purposely add hard to pronounce items to their mods just to see me screw it up in the spotlight.
Nice. Turby derp.
Wes, are we to you?
I already talked about it.
It was all pretty much.
I was the one who started. Don't need to push the button. I can talk a little bit. I was just excited to play with you guys. We haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like you, so we kind of.
Well, that really hurts my feelings.
Gonna wait.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was fun, and I dug a hole, and I went all the way to the bedrock like I always do whenever I start a map.
Oh yeah,
and yeah.
And then we made craft table floors.
They're hideous. They're the worst floors I've ever seen.
Well, he just Eric also only showed up with like 400 stacks of wood. Eric got some wood and they stole from people.
Oh yeah, there was a public farms going on with Steve Carts, and there's a bunch of tree farms and all this stuff, and somebody was like, "Hey man, grab some wood. There, it's overflowing. Like it's just it stacks."
I don't know if they're talking about the wood farm.
Whoa.
Anyway, that's a good time to.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
This section is sponsored by Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.
Lootcrate.com/deadworkers. You too can get a crate of loot, nerdy loot, delivered straight to you each month. Go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and use the coupon code DEAD and you'll get $3 off.
Actually, because of Loot Crate, I actually bought a URL, and I've been talking to my wife about starting a new business.
Yeah?
It's called PMSSOS.com.
Oh.
So, like, each month you would send a box of, like, chocolates and ice cream coupons and stuff. And my wife's like, "God, that's so awesome." Like, she's like, "I want this and this. You need to put this in there and this."
That's awesome.
Okay. It's, there you go.
So we're talking
a winning
about
idea, I think.
We're working on it. We got the... Anyway, so first year, MineCon 2013, to be in the USA again. Lydia was in Britain this week, which naturally attracted speculation that MineCon would be taking place in the UK this time around. However, Lydia was quick to quash. Oh, I hate that word.
Quash.
This rumor stating that this year's MineCon is once again taking a place in the USA, even though it says UK. Though she didn't reveal where. Though there is other speculation that because she was down in Florida, which we know why she was down in Florida, that it may be in Disney World.
Disney World. But well, she was also in Vegas, too, last week. Yeah?
Yeah? So you think maybe it'll just be a replay
in
Vegas?
I don't think it'll be in Vegas again. I think they are down to putting it in fun cities where there's other attractions going on. Like Vegas, obviously, there's everything to do in Vegas. And then in Paris, there's, you know, Mickey Mouse and stuff. And then, of course, in Florida, there's Mickey Mouse again. I don't know. It seems kind of weird to go from Disney World or Disneyland to Disney World or whatever they call it over there. Disney. I don't know. What do they call it over
Disney
there?
World.
Disney World.
Disney
and your trousers.
Disney Europe.
Disney Euro.
Euro Disney.
Euro Disney.
Yeah, something
like that. I, for one, hope it's in the U.S. because if it's in the U.S., I'm going to make every effort to go.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alabama and Space Camp. How about that? There you go, Clyde Frog. Space Camp in Alabama.
Maybe.
It can happen.
Stories get longer and longer. Anyway, also on the Minecraft Xbox news, we reported previously that the retail boxed version of Minecraft, the Xbox 360 edition, was set to release in the U.S. at the end of this month. But that's now been put back to June 4th. And according to Microsoft's Major Nelson, the delay has come about to include the very latest content. It's not known if other territories, which were scheduled to get the release in June, will also have the launch dates put back or not. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one.
I'm going to make a complaint here.
All right, complain away.
Here we go. Here's my rant. Okay? They've sold 6 million copies of this on Xbox.
Yeah.
Can't they fast track the development to get it caught up?
Oh, you mean hire help or make it more priority or what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's some time stuff there. Think about, like, Blizzard, right? They have, you know, they had 10 million people, like, paying for their game, and still it takes them 2 years to make an expansion.
Yeah, but that's a different beastie.
Sometimes
than
you can't
than a job
throw
program.
More people at a thing, or it just becomes worse of a thing. Too many cooks in the cook. Cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I would say that if they're like the routines and stuff were already in place, you know what I mean? Like they know what they're going to do. They know how it's going to work with the code. Maybe. All they've got to do is write it in the code that they have.
Oh,
they're doing it.
So
in
they
C.
got some changed stuff, right?
Or C#. Yeah, because it's not not Java. So
they may be thinking about integrating FTP in with the Xbox version. Just a rumor. I know, you heard it here first, probably, but...
I doubt that highly.
I'm just saying, it's a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I heard that.
Yeah. You'll see it on the XBLA Marketplace. It's BTF for $25.
Wouldn't that be great, though, right? Like, Kotaku's like, hey, news is there's a rumor that the FTB is going to be in the Xbox. And we're like, we started that one.
Yeah, it's a valid rumor. Yeah. Go ahead and spread that, everybody.
Spread it. Spread it. Okay,
except
also,
people believe it.
Following on from last week's announcement that horses would be included in 1.6, Jeb showed off what the horses would look like, and with their horse armor on, they look pretty badass. That's what it says here.
Does it really say that?
It really says that. Wow. I haven't even seen the picture, but I'll take his word for it. They do. They actually do look badass. Anyway, this picture also shows that the new four-legged friends can be tethered, which hopefully means that we'll now be able to craft rope and saddles. As a consequence of this, a few people joked that horse armor would be the first DLC.
Oh.
So, we got some stuff from Dinnerbone.
Oh, I want to comment, by the way, on the horses.
Oh, horses, say it.
Yeah, did you know that the horses, Jeb engaged a mod developer to help him with that?
We did talk about that.
Yeah. All right.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Yep. Dr. Zark, author of the Mo Creatures mod.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Do you know any more information about that? Like, how much? Was he just kind of asked about how it worked? Or did they actually kind of work with him and use some of his code? Or?
Honestly, not sure. Dr. Zark's actually one of the few mod developers I've never really spoken with, don't know. And, you know, not because I don't like his work or anything. Mo Creatures is awesome. I've just never had a chance to get to know him.
I think he's friends with Soren, so after he heard how you treated him, he was like, I'm not talking to Direwolf.
That could be it. I'm like, this guy doesn't add any machines. I don't want to use his mod. No, Mo Creatures is awesome.
Yeah.
So, Dinnerbone?
Yeah. excuse me. So he had some ideas that have been getting some dissension from the community, actually. First off, he was considering the possibility of changing the recipes which use cobblestone so they need smooth stone instead.
Oh.
Additionally,
I don't plan that change. I think that makes sense.
In certain ways, yeah. But at the same time, like cobblestone, like making a lever with cobblestone if you need to make something on the fly, that's better, you know? Like, I don't know.
That's true.
He's also been working on regional difficulty. And what he set up here is that the difficulty of the game would steadily increase the longer you were in one area. So that things would get rougher for you if you stayed in the same place. But if you kept moving, the difficulty would kind of stay the same.
I like that.
There's some neat stuff there. But at the same time, like if you want to play the game where you're setting down and, you know, like planting roots.
Yeah, all suddenly your home just becomes a denizen of evil. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it just gets harder and harder if you don't move, then you're I don't know how he's going to do it. And like he said, wait and see how it works out. And I'm okay with that. I would like to see how it works out before saying the final thing. But what I don't want to see is an artificial reason for you to move away from the area where you are.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what that is. Give me some reason to go out and see stuff, like the Twilight Forest. You know, there's a bunch of cool stuff to go and see and find. Instead, to me, this just feels like, well, we don't want you setting up there, so we're going to make it harder.
Well, what I think, though, I don't think it's promoting, you know, moving away. I think it means that you should be fortifying your house. The longer you're there, you should be upgrading and setting traps and you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you played, say, 20 nights in a row and just sat around, then you might as well just be in creative mode.
Because, I mean, in a lot of ways, once you get your house built, I mean, you know, if you've got it lit well and everything's okay, you don't have to worry anymore. But, like,
use gates instead of doors. Yeah. Eric and I found this
gates
one out.
Gates instead of doors?
Bam.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Zombies don't beat down gates, folks.
That's right.
And there's a lot of mods that add, you know, automatic killing stuff, like machines and golems and things that can kill enemies for you. So you could have, like, you know, base defense. That would be fun.
That's true.
Yeah.
High on Definition just tweeted, oh, my God, Direwolf 20 just announced on the Shaft podcast that FTP is coming to SBLA Marketplace.
Excellent.
So anyway, and that's why I say I kind of want to wait and see what he does with this. Because, you know, there's been a lot of times in the past I've done something where I haven't thought that I would like it, and then in the end it was okay. So I want to see what they do and how it turns out.
So
it could be fun.
He also had another awesome idea, in quotes, about mother spiders which spawn babies upon death, but then he supposedly rejected the idea because it was quote unquote too horrible. And that is kind of horrible. Like if it just all of a sudden a bunch of spiders just came out.
Yeah.
And but in a happier turn of events, he stated that there's going to be a new version of the Minecraft launcher, which will support multiple versions slash installs and is self-updatable.
Ah.
So there you have it.
Very good.
Hmm.
I like it a lot.
Excavation Station from Dinnerbone this week.
Yeah, those are great, great additions. I'm liking them.
So also in a Forbes article regarding the Time 100 list, Forbes magazine writer Dave Thier claimed that Notch has been voted the number 2 most influential person in the world. The fact is, Thier has the details absolutely wrong.
Oh.
The poll was only for inclusion in the Time 100 list. And this list isn't finalized by the editors until next Thursday. This non-story only went in because you guys talked about it to Notch. Hey, oh, that's to us from Astragali. So anyway, good luck. I voted.
I did too.
I did too.
For Notch.
But I voted absolutely.
Yeah, wasn't that the coolest that it said absolutely?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, right?
And that's what I heard.
Yeah,
I heard
anybody notes. Listening to the show every week has got to be like, oh, well, that was interesting.
And wasn't the negative also something associated with?
Absolutely not.
No, it was something else.
I think it just said no, and then absolutely, or something like that. It wasn't an exciting.
Was it worst idea ever?
No, it definitely wasn't.
That would have been funny.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been a totally awesome thing. Okay, and finally, this is not a typo. This week, PlayXBLA announced that players of Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition have collectively racked up 1 billion hours of gameplay. Billion hours of gameplay. Unfortunately, since there's no easy way to track the same statistics on the desktop version, goodness knows how many hours have been spent in the game by PC, Mac, and Linux user. They should link Minecraft. You should be able to link your Minecraft account to your Raptor account.
Yeah.
Raptor.
The same thing with your Audible account.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't have an Audible account, you can go get one today from audibletrial.com/theshaft. It helps us out, it helps them out, and it's a really good service. I'm still listening to the same book that I talked about last week, and it's really good.
Excellent.
Wizard's First Rule by Terry Goodkind.
So. Fireball, fireball.
Fireball.
And by the way, Chatroom says it was either absolutely or it was no way.
Okay.
Very good. You know what else is no way?
What?
Time for listener contributions. Listener contributions.
So are those just permanently merged now?
No, he's pressing buttons.
Oh.
Magic fingers.
So yeah, but it makes it sound like they're the same thing.
That's okay. That's fine. I want the new one that Eric has. Oh, but he's hiding it. He's saving it. Not going to get it from. Sure, this week we have one here from Aru, who goes on to say, me and some friends are having a hardcore single-player competition. I haven't played hardcore before, so I'm asking for some tips on it. As to be honest, I'm petrified, and I would say don't die.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your tips, Dyer?
You want to make a sword and some armor.
Yeah.
That'll probably help.
That's good.
Quantum armor is what I'd recommend. Did he say he was playing FTB hardcore, or is it just regular hardcore?
Regular.
I think just regular.
I think it's wussy hardcore.
Are you asking me vanilla questions? I don't know vanilla.
So, and that's a good question. You're out of vanilla, like... No more vanilla ever again.
Who, me? Oh, yeah. Probably not, yeah.
You're done with it? It's dead to you?
Yeah, like I said, like I'm one of those people, like once I've built and done everything, I'm kind of like, all right. And that's what I like about mods is like they all update all the time, and there's so many new ones coming out all the time. Like every month there's like, you know, 20 new things to do in the mod pack, you know,
mm-hmm.
just because of updated versions and whatnot.
Yeah.
So the chat room says, stack up on lots of food. And I think this is probably a really good idea. Lots of food.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good idea.
Do you die a lot because of food? Is that the...
I guess.
Early on, yeah. Especially when you're in hard mode. Hunger goes down quick.
Yeah. So, yeah. Other than that, I really haven't done any hardcore. But I can imagine it pretty much just fits the same kind of standards. Except I imagine one of the things you want to do is... like not go out at night at all. Like,
make sure you have a saddle too, in case you see a pig. Need to ride it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, that's, Eric. No, that's brilliant.
So I was going to suggest that we should do a hardcore like mode video ourselves, but all suddenly the editor would be gone the first night.
We should do it. Why aren't we doing it, right? All this time, we should do it.
Like, would we just quit when Eric died? Like, really, it's... Ooh, we try to keep Eric alive. That's
nice.
The game, right?
I like that.
So, like, one of us is always with Eric, like, watching him.
I like this.
Where'd Eric go? Do you see him? Where'd he go?
Oh, crap!
It's a DWP UHC.
He's building on the hill.
He's riding a pig into lava. Awesome.
Sounds good. Content.
Excellent.
It's king.
So our next one is from Ethiel. And Ethiel says, what does it take for something to get on the show in sightings? And Astrogali replied, I've been toying with the idea for bribes or ritual sacrifices. And the Crystal Crow says, I'll take chocolate.
Yeah.
To get into sightings, submit it. Have it not be something we've already featured on the show.
And choose something on our Steam wish list to purchase. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Go to my new egg list.
No, our Amazon wish list.
Oh, man.
I've got my Steam and my new egg linked through Amazon now.
You do?
Yeah. Nice. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Just we get tweets all through the week, and also there's an official way to give stuff to us. Submit it on our website, theshoutpodcast.com. I saw a music video I really liked today, so I jotted that down. It was a tweet from Martin from In the Little Wood. It's just whatever catches our eye and we think is cool, you know?
If you really want your video to succeed and get mentioned on the show, you should make an allusion to us in the video itself.
That will always...
Yeah, that will always
likely,
pretty
right?
much make it in the show. So, yeah. If you mention us, we will mention you back.
Yes, it entertains us to no end.
Hey, and Alice just let me know, good news, the nuclear reactor is still intact at the DWP Palace. Yes.
Sweet.
So it's probably out of stuff. I gotta go stuff in the stuff. So
you should have
stuff,
lots of uranium. I mined us up plenty of it.
I know, but we gotta make it into the tubes and then put the tubes in there one at a time right now.
Okay.
Until we get it worked out. Well, you put two at a time and we're toast.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We have one here from Salsa with Tim. I want to have some salsa with Tim.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Like chunky
style? That's my boss. My boss is Tim.
Restaurant style or chunky?
My boss is Tim.
I like it chunky.
I like it chunky too.
Anyway, Salsa. So is this Salsa? And Salsa has... No. So we don't really know who this is. They just have Salsa with Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and it could be Salsa dancing. It might even be dancing. He might be a dance instructor. Maybe Tim is a dance instructor.
Topless Salsa with Tim.
You've gone too far.
Oh, sorry. All right, Brent, what does he have to say?
Hi-yo, wonderful all-knowing host. I have been playing Minecraft with my friends for 6 months and love it. But we have a problem. We tried making a mob spawning fall trap. The mob should spawn in the dark room way up in the sky and be pushed by water out of the hole in the bottom, falling to their doom. But even though the room is completely sealed with no torches or lanterns and should be almost pitch black, it's still light inside and they will not spawn. Any suggestions?
It's still light inside. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
Did they build it out of glass?
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah, right.
Did you make your spawner out of glass?
And is it a working spawner?
Well, it's not.
No, it's they're saying it's light inside of it. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
You should start from scratch.
Yeah, just rebuild it again.
You could go look at on our FTB server. Pool Shark Wizard actually built us a mob spawning trap. Silver Minnow has built a few.
Yeah.
Go search on YouTube for Pool Shark Wizard and his mob spawning trap, and maybe it will tell you what you're doing wrong. Yeah. Maybe you can see what you're doing wrong.
Yep. Yeah. I saw I saw a really good video. Somebody wanted to build the fastest, like, in the air mob spawner, and he actually included a villager in it so that the zombies would rush to the middle and fall in. and he included ocelots on the outside so that creepers would run into the water
so they're
quicker.
Repelled. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
And just from the chat room here, we have a lot of pick up and replace the water block. Sometimes they keep the light. If the ground is covered in water, they won't spawn. Did you jiggle the cable? let's see. Buzzblade says he didn't make it out of Zycorium blocks, I hope. sorry, Soren. I had to throw that one in there. So it sounds
that's
like maybe the water.
Because mobs won't spawn on Zycorium blocks.
Okay.
Oh, and that's something else. If you used half blocks on the floor, they won't spawn on that.
Oh, right. And, half blocks.
And
half slabs. Whatever, yeah.
And if there are any... And if there are any... I don't know.
If there's a...
So, what we're going to say is we don't have enough information to to tell you. We want a screenshot of the area.
Yes. Yeah. Send us screenshots.
Send it to astragali@deadworkers.com.
And we will pimp your spawner.
But thank you for the submission, Salsa with Tim.
You dancer.
Speaking of dancers, there's a lot of really cool stuff on Netflix, I hear.
Of dancing? No.
Lots of dancing going on Netflix. I'm watching Walking Dead. I'm a latecomer, and I'm still on season 2, but it's still excellent stuff. Tons of stuff on Netflix. I don't have cable. That is my main way of watching TV. And you can go ahead and get a trial on us. It supports the show, and it gives you a 30-day free trial of Netflix. So go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, and you'll enjoy an evening of movies and shows and delightful things.
And you know what just got on Netflix?
What?
Adult Swim.
Oh, I heard about that. That's right. So Powerpuffs and all the
Cartoon Network and Adult Swim shows are now on Netflix.
Adventure Time, all that
stuff.
So
go get your free Netflix trial.
Good call on that one.
X. Excavation Station.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Interpretive
dance. My nipples
dance.
Exploded. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see. We have the Super Toss. Submitted by Jet.
Oh, cool.
This is an idea.
All right.
For the game Minecraft. And they go on to say, I think that if you hold shift to sneak and then throw an item, it should go further than it would if you were standing normally.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the matter with that?
Well, it makes no sense.
So you're
sneaking.
You're bracing, and then you get a better throw.
I, for one, throw much better when I'm crouching.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Take that, Skepta Brent.
You weird crouch throwers.
So that means that you can't just run and throw stuff. You have to take time and sneak or stop or whatever. I mean, it makes more sense, right? It's almost like go prone.
The guys
think about
at the
when
Olympics
you're
run when they're throwing
a javelin. And the catcher catches the ball. He stays crouching when he throws it.
Oh, in baseball? Yeah.
Well, that's because they're fat and lazy.
But also, think
but
about
also
it this
they
way.
Really usually don't.
Like, I've never seen a pitcher crouch and throw, right?
So, but think of it this way. You should be, like, sometimes, you know how sometimes it's hard to throw stuff far enough so that you don't pick it back up again?
Yeah.
Like, there should be a button you can push that's like, I want to throw this, and I want to throw it far enough away so that I will not pick it back up again.
Now, I think if you were running, and then you hit the shift and threw, like, right as you shift, then I think then it should throw farther. Because then you're, like, momentum, like, oh!
Yeah, I'm with that.
Or, like, you know how they do in, like, a golf swing in video golf, where you hold it down and you have to, it's like a pendulum, and you have to release it just the right minute. Just the right sliver of time.
Like the field goal.
Yeah, and then you get to throw it, you know, as far as you want. And if it's in the red area, then it goes crazy and just flings somewhere. I mean,
and
what if it
catches
was a potion?
On fire?
I mean, maybe that's a little too much.
Potion?
Potion's
not a bad idea. Potion of throwing?
Potion of throwing.
Yeah, like a potion that when you drink it, it makes you throw like 3 times as far.
I like that.
That's not bad.
More stuff with potions and enchantments. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Not new mechanics.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also have one submitted here by the Mud Boy 10, who wants apple pies. So, what do y'all think about apple pies?
No more food, please. We have enough food.
No, I don't know. I don't mind food. Apple pie sounds good. I'd want to eat that more than I would want to eat, you know, other stuff.
I mean, there's already
mushroom soup.
So maybe it's apples. A way to take your one apple and turn it into like six or five or six apple pie slices.
Oh,
slices. I'd be interested if it did something like interesting. I think we're good on food that doesn't do anything besides feed you.
Yeah.
Like maybe it makes a flag fly over your head and the national anthem plays.
Exactly. That's
absolutely weird and bizarre.
I think a buff would be cool. Why not like a potion, you know, something that happens, an ability, something that happens. I mean, not just, oh, fed me up, I'm full. Because you can eat chicken or whatever the crap you want to all day. But yeah, so I'm with Diarrhea. If it does something cool...
Well, and we less. I mean, okay, so I think it should make you twice as big, and then you like shoot fireworks out your butt.
Yeah!
And you
run around,
get like a big tattoo
dun,
on your...
Yeah! And then it sounds like this when you eat it. That's what it sounds like when you eat the apple pie.
Apple pie for you.
Zycraft has popcorn that gives you a haste buff when you eat it. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brent gave me some popcorn.
It's good.
It's for the movie theater.
Popcorn.
Trail Mix has food that makes you shoot fireballs out of your fist.
Yes. Nice. My nephews are fascinated with Trail Mix and want to tell me about it every time they see me. Yeah. Have you heard about it? There's pigs and they fart and they fly.
I have a spotlight up on my channel.
I think I actually watched that one. Anyway, so next, this is submitted by Venus Javier, this person wants joystick controls for Minecraft Pocket Edition. The arrow controls on Minecraft Pocket Edition are comfortable. Playing an iOS MMORPG once that had a joystick for movement control was nice and smooth. So Venus Javier thinks that Minecraft Pocket Edition needs a joystick instead of arrow buttons.
Well, for one thing, I think it's Venus Javier.
And are uncomfortable, not comfortable.
Huh?
And I think they need to release a joystick that plugs into the iPhone.
Okay.
That actually holds your iPhone at the same time, though.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
So that you can sit there
and do the Konami code.
Oh, right.
Down.
Now, they have some like actual cases that are almost like that, that almost look like an Xbox controller that you put your phone in.
Oh, just slide it in and then... Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then they have the joysticks that you can put on the screen.
Oh, yeah, with the thumbs. Yeah.
But I don't know if that would work with the arrow keys like they're saying. Like, I think that's actually a really good suggestion that... If that's how the iPhone is kind of adopted movement, is that corner kind of joysticky feel, and that's where all the joysticks that you put on work, then maybe you should kind of adopt that same thing and do that, because then iOS people will understand and be able to do the same thing. Because wouldn't you be mad if you bought the joystick to put on the screen, and now it doesn't work for iOS?
Minecraft?
But it may. I don't have one of those joysticks, and their arrow keys may be the same as... I don't know.
Have you seen that gaming tablet that Razer is coming out with? It's basically just a 10-inch tablet, but you put it into a case, and it has basically handles on the left and the right side of the unit. And so you're holding controllers. So you have the pad and the buttons, but the screen is in the center. You know, and if they had something like that, I could totally play with that. I can't do the analog thumbstick still to this day. I'm
like your thumb slides away from it.
Yeah, with first person shooters, I have to have a mouse or nothing.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if you would they actually make the things that stick on there. And so your thumb would stay on that little thing. So,
You
know. But I think you're right. I would rather have a case that had the triggers on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't obstruct the view. Because someone was saying in the chat room, all these little things, the Crystal Crow actually said it, the arrow key UI really obscures the screen.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, let's take away the stuff that it takes away from the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we answered your question.
I think we answered it as best as possible.
Yeah.
So we have one here from SRJ26, who I believe also submitted a song for us to do at some point. Hittable name tags, which is if you hit the name tag above someone's head, it should spin around for a moment. Why? Because it would be funny. That's why.
So it spins around like... It's kind of... funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of hilarious. Cousin Larry.
Spinny names. That's what I've always
wanted. Spinny names.
Where's the? You haven't pushed any Notch buttons for this. What does Notch have to say about this?
I don't even know what Notch would say about that.
I do.
Yeah.
Sure. No. I kind of like that.
Oh, no, okay.
We
don't have a range here. It's from yes, that's great, to I want to poop on your head.
I think this recommendation deserves poop.
Worst idea ever.
There you go.
Like, we really kind of plan these really awkwardly. It's, you know, absolutely, that's a great idea. Sure, I kind of like that too. Worst idea ever, and absolutely not. Like,
he's
there's
a
no,
man. He's a man of extremes.
Yeah.
There's no maybe.
So what do you think, Dyer? What do you want to add into the game?
And this, I don't know. Anytime good. I want to add something, I talk to one of my modder buddies.
Yeah.
I said to Soren, I said, we need to add butter to the game. And, you know, he's doing that now.
Do you do it out of Zycorium?
No, he's got a whole plan. Yeah, I think you have to cook milk or something like that. What are we doing, Soren, for butter? And then you can melt it and put it on the popcorn that he added.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Buttered popcorn. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. He also has corn on the cob, and you can put the butter on that.
That's very awesome. Nice. Do they buff?
Can you butter your bread?
Do they give you buffs in any way?
I think it will.
Good.
Can you butter your bread?
That's a question for Soren.
I want to butter my shoes and slide around. Or just butter up my whole body and just all like slime around the place. You know, just like throw myself down on some smooth stone and just go sliding. Is that weird? Sorry. That's a dream I had once.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Exciting.
So do you want me to talk about MC Pro Hosting?
Sure.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Because of last week.
It's, yeah, they're paying Wes to talk about them now. So we don't talk about them until the rest of us get headphones.
They get you some more headphones.
I don't really need headphones, though. That's
I don't either.
You
know?
What do you need?
I need a new car.
New car? Yeah. Eric needs a car, so get Eric a car. I don't know what I need either.
I don't know.
I need a new laptop.
I need a new video card.
How about some spare organs in case they, fail? And we could just swap them out real quick and live.
Ooh,
longer.
I know what I need. I need some Zycorium blocks.
Hey, that's good.
You can get some Zycorium blocks if you go to mcprohosting.com and use the coupon code ShaftPodcast.
You get 15% off for using that coupon code, too. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
I wasn't.
Okay. So anyway, this week we have some awesome videos. This one was submitted by Iron Waffle. It's Screaming Creepers. A man tries to mod his sound files. It doesn't quite work right, causing both his creepers and TNT to scream oddly. So we'll link to this from Carter Puggles in the show notes.
You put this one in, didn't you?
No, Astra did.
Oh. It's The Final Days, a Minecraft horror short film. This debut video by Miners and Machines is a stunning piece of work, according to Astragali. And Salvi, the main creator, is a huge fan of The Shaft. Did not know that.
Yeah, I did not either.
Good way to get your stuff featured. A group of survivors must take risks as they enter the dangerous abandoned city of Pavlovo. But is it really empty?
I liked it a lot. I watched it and was very impressed. Great camera shots, everything. Really good. Good drama.
Drama. It has good drama.
Dramamine?
Yes.
You want to talk about the next one?
Bioshock Infinite's Columbia, recreated in Minecraft. Currently in development, this creation is projected to encompass the entire floating city of Columbia. The beginnings of the project, titled Minecraft Infinite, could be seen on the highlight video in the show notes. The link will be right there. And it's very cool. You know, I was waiting for somebody to do the floating city, and this one is very well done.
I haven't played Bioshock Infinite yet.
It's so good.
Yeah, you should play it.
You know what happens at the end? It's so cool, let me tell you.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yep.
It's really hard to play other games when you try and release a video every day.
That's a good point.
It's true, but the good news is, like, you can sit down with Bioshock Infinite in two sessions and do it.
It's pretty short, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it's worth it. How much is it? Is it a $60 game?
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's probably
How is that worth it?
Because it's awesome. You would go. How much money would you spend to go see a movie?
Not $60.
$10.
I'll take my family to see a movie for $60, but I'm not going to go see a movie for $60.
But at the same time, like, okay, so 16 hours into $60, that's like $4 an hour.
No, that's different.
That's four bucks an hour.
That's how I try to sell paying for WoW to my wife. It doesn't work in real life, Wes, okay?
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I got great entertainment.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's one of the highlight gaming experiences that I've ever had. So, next we have a link, and this is the 10 most beautiful libraries ever built in Minecraft. Joel, the Minecraft teacher, came across this article on Book Riot, and it showcases some really beautiful recreations of libraries from around the world. Number two, the Old Dominion in Virginia, was actually put together by the library's reference librarian. So the person working in the library built the Minecraft version of the library.
That is so cool.
Yep.
They are impressive. I'm looking at them now.
Yeah.
My favorite library in the world, I don't know if it's on the list. When I was in Germany, I went to the monastery in Melk, and they had like these beautiful, like, the rolling brass ladders that go around the room. Oh, it was so cool.
Oh, yeah, where they ride it to get, like...
No.
To go up the...
No, this is a monastery. They don't ride the ladders.
I would if I was a monk.
Hey, Crystal makes a good point. You know, if we used your same analogy, flip that around. For $60, I can play for 4 months in an MMO. Four months. Do the math there. How many hours is that I could actually play?
I had more fun in Bioshock Infinite than I had the last 4 months of WoW.
Well, that's... last 4 months of WoW. That's like saying, you know, I had more fun the first day of my life than the last.
Then you look at how much you've paid for WoW since you've been subscribing since it came out. I think you're up to $1,000 now.
No, probably I don't think that would be.
Yeah, probably
$150 a year.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, but for two or three accounts.
We don't have to mention that.
Suddenly,
and that's my son
changed.
Playing too, so that's two people again playing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
That's true. Sure. Sorry, I called you out on that one.
And it's 6 years. Like you're talking about 2 days and 6 years. Let's equate the two somehow. Apple Gorge.
It's an amazing.
Okay, so there's a video. Bones.
Bones.
Diamond Fever. This Minecraft comedy short by KWR426 sees a skeleton's lust for diamonds leading him to take some drastic action. But it doesn't all go his way. You'll have to watch this video to find out why not.
Oh, yeah.
Evil stuff. But it is a comedy, right?
Yes. Minecraft there's game. Some dancing skeletons happening.
And also, we have a link here. This was submitted by Zillinger to the Creator in this article from The New Yorker. Simon Parkin interviews Notch about, as the author puts it, life after fame. Has anybody read this? I haven't read this. Sounds like
not.
A good reader.
No.
So.
But he did do an interview with Polygon this week, and he said, and we talked about it last week, right?
Yeah.
That 10 to the Sea's on hold.
That's right.
I thought that was kind of wacky.
It is. Why?
He said he's kind of at like a creative roadblock on it.
Yeah.
But he's looking to hire someone, right?
Yeah.
Writer's block kind of thing. That article also went, dove really deep into his personal life, a lot more than I ever would have thought.
Yeah.
You know, that last article we talked about last week? Yeah, it's very, very eye-opening.
And the 10 to the Sea stuff, he's saying here, it will be harder for his next game, 10 to the Sea, to express the same artful simplicity that Minecraft did, regardless of whether he can successfully break the writer's block or not at 33. So he's basically has a writer's block for that.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he gets through that.
Has he thought about making it so that he can just put blocks in space?
Blocks and space. Yep. There you go, Notch.
And you got this last
one,
right?
Ideas on us. Yes, the last one here is a new Minecraft parody of Imagine Dragons' Radioactive, which is a great song already. And this one is called Redstone Active. And it's really good. I always liked the original song, but this is done really well. It's, you know, it's 3D animated and everything, and it kind of shows that Steve is done being just vanilla Steve, and he's like, you know, he's redstone active, and he defends himself with, pistons and, you know, redstone things. Anyway, it's a great video. It's sung very well. Good animation.
And it looks like they're using, bronze armor in there, so they must be doing this with the FDB pack of one of them, right?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, maybe so.
Nice.
I didn't even realize that when I watched it.
So I don't know if that's true at all, but I'll throw it out there because, you know, hey, more hits for him.
That's right.
Anyway, do you have any links or anything you want to put in the show notes, Direwolf? Some video that's out there?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. Oh, someone's knocking on the door.
Housekeeping!
Yeah. Hey!
Housekeeping!
It's the housekeeper.
What up, housekeeper?
Meat for pillow.
How are you today, housekeeper? Are you in a good mood?
I am fine.
Oh, she doesn't sound fine. She sounds depressed.
I think she... It's about the mints.
Yes. Brent made fun of my meat for pillow with the pack show.
Oh.
So
we'll,
I got...
We'll
I,
have Brent killed later.
Brent alluded to this last week, and I got my present.
Wow, okay.
From PAX.
Yeah, and you can see this if you're watching the YouTube video. This is signed, the PAX, what is it called? The PAX book that you get?
The program book.
The program book.
The programming guide.
Yeah, it's signed by so many people, signed by all the YouTubers. I mean, I'd hate to start naming them off because, like,
like because you'd have to be able to read some of their scribbles too.
Yeah,
I signed that one, right? Am I in there?
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
You signed it.
Yeah,
where did I sign it? I don't see it.
It's right there.
Let's see. Is it way over there?
Yeah, you're right
and
there.
And there was some people that we hadn't met yet that signed it, which was great. Like Minecraft Universe, Deadlocks, and Sky does Minecraft. We met them, and let's see.
But we got some regulars. We got Uncle Godfather, Generic B, and Paws.
Yeah,
and
Wolf,
and Blame the Controller, and yeah, this is awesome.
Good stuff.
I can dig it.
Good stuff.
Plus, I'll get to
did Captain Sparkles do it too?
Because
he was at dinner with us.
I don't see him.
Oh, no? I don't know.
He could be on here, and I just don't see him.
Yeah. Well, good.
He might have signed it. You got to look through the whole thing, because he might have just signed it on a page somewhere.
On
who
a
knows?
Random page.
Who knows? Like, no,
make sure you study each page very carefully.
We'll be looking at it for, like, months. Like, where's... Sneaking a fake Notch signature in there. Oh, do you want a Shaft sticker on there? Something like that? Dead Workers stick? No?
No. Thanks, though.
No. So.
Oh, Pahamar joined Shaft, by the way.
Who did?
Pahamar. Do you know him?
No.
Yeah, he's currently maintaining or working on Equivalent Exchange 3.
Oh, cool.
Mod developers.
Pahamar.
Wow, that's a cool mod developer.
I have saved all my tungsten that I have mined up just for when I start playing around the Equivalent Exchange.
He also has a YouTube channel where he does a Let's Mod series. He teaches people how to write mods.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Pahamar. Pahamar?
Yep.
Pahi?
I got some other news. Did I tell you that Robert Moran is coming to PlayOnCon?
Oh, nice.
No.
All the way from Canada.
Really?
Robert Moran's coming to PlayOnCon. He's
nice.
Going to do a panel.
Nice.
Wow.
Yep.
That's exciting.
So,
that's very cool.
Yep.
Yay.
Very good stuff.
Have you tried talking to Kickstarter? Because you'll have a couple Kickstarters there.
Huh?
People who've
Oh,
made
no.
Kickstarter.
I mean, I thought about doing a Kickstarter thing, but I also the Kickstarter that we're going to do should be coming online any day now. I'm waiting for some videos, actually for some people that might even be in the chat room. I was trying to get some testimony video from last year. And as soon as I get that, I will take the Kickstarter for POC online to get us some money to fund the shuttle, the outdoor activities, and the entertainment.
Is that weird? He didn't ask us, Eric?
Because you've been before. I was trying to get first impressions of people who had never been and just
right,
came.
Right. Good save. Good save, man. So also we have Dead Workers Party, Columbus Day weekend in October. If you're going to be in the Huntsville area, show up and we'll play some games and have fun.
Yeah.
So are you having any big parties at your house anytime soon, Dyer?
Who, me? No.
Really?
No. The big part I'm looking forward to and hoping that I can go to, like I said, is the MineCon.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
Yeah, with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Now you're starting rumors.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be in Madagascar.
It's going to be in Huntsville.
Yeah.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Space camp.
I think they should do it in Vegas again. That was so awesome.
That was totally fun.
Yeah.
I do.
And, I mean, the stuff is cheap. Like, the rooms are cheap.
Yeah,
I think
they should have us like. Remember how like at PlayOnCon, Eric and I would be like the announcers on the side in the main room. Like,
yeah,
that was 1 year it happened anyway.
Yeah,
like they should do that, right? The main room, we just became like the announcers on the side, like keeping it going.
Oh yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
do like show the whole time. People are like, who are these bozos?
Yeah,
we'll give them a Shaft sticker.
A little commentary from the side hatch.
Got some people in the chat room saying MineCon Toronto. Now that actually would not be a bad idea. Toronto is a great city.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you can follow Direwolf20 on Twitter. It is Direwolf20 on Twitter. And also on YouTube, it's Direwolf20 is his channel name. So check that out, everybody.
Woot!
And subscribe and follow. Do subscribe. Both those.
Yes. So pretty much you can get any kind of mod made if you just ask nicely.
I try not to.
Okay.
Except when it's Soren, I bug him.
You mean ask nicely or just not ask at all?
Not ask at all. Like, oh, these man. Guys, I always say, like, you know, I'm good at playing the mods, but I'm in no way good at designing or coming up with ideas. Everybody always asks me, like, what would you make if you could make a mod? I'm like, I don't know. Everybody else already made good stuff.
Mass transportation. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Trains.
Stained glass. No.
No, just done. Trains. I just want trains. I want to be able to people to travel around maps.
You've wanted trains for years. I've wanted
Railcraft
malaria.
Railcraft adds locomotives.
Locomotives?
Oh.
Yeah. You have to put water and coal in them, and they make steam, and then they run faster than a minecart, and you can link your minecarts together.
There you go. Oh, but yeah. I want bigger than that. I want, like, you know, big stuff.
Oh, yeah, flux capacitor would be good.
Yeah. Go back in time. Tunnel.
Yeah, some time tunnels. I still would love to see malaria in the game. Pretty excited about seeing that one day.
Oh, man.
Maybe Lockjaw. Maybe some sort of like
you want Lockjaw or like
maybe like I like mercury blood poisoning would be fun too.
We're going too far again.
Okay, too far.
Suffering bad, fun good.
Well, that's it for the show, everybody. See you next time.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that eats like a meal.